Fine. We'll start again from the two dots. It says what the Mishnah says, that the korban chagiga, that is necheles l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. The chagiga that you bring on erev Pesach, that could be eaten for 2 days and one night. So that's a regular din like a shlomim. So the Mishnah Gemara says, masnisin the loike ben teima. Our Mishnah goes not like ben teima. Tetanya ben teima roimer. Chagiga habuim ha-Pesach. On erev Pesach, if you bring the korban chagiga, like we have in the Mishnah, you bring it because you don't have enough meat from the korban Pesach. So you want to have more meat to eat at night time. So you bring a korban chagiga by day. So this korban chagiga you bring on erev Pesach, ben teima holds harehi kepesach. It has the same halacha like a korban Pesach. That means v'yena necheles el liyoyim v'layla. You can only eat it one day and one night. That's all. Not like our Mishnah says, it's like a shlomim 2 days and the night in between, but rather only the day and the night. The chagigas chamishosa, mashenken, the korban chagiga you bring on yomtiv. The next day on yomtiv Pesach, that's a regular shlomim. That is necheles l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. You can eat it for 2 days and one night in between. That's the loch of a korban shlomim. The chagigas arbaosa. But let's say now on erev Pesach, when you bring this chagiga, is yoytze bo mishum simcha. You should know this meat, you could be yoytze mishum simchas yomtiv. Hey, so on the case Rashi says that you did not shech, that you didn't bring the korban on erev Pesach. On erev Pesach, you were makdish, you took an animal and said, harezu lechagigas arbosa. But then it came out for some reason you decided not to bring the animal. And you first brought it on yomtiv itself. So the locher is yoytze bo mishum simcha. If you eat the meat on yomtiv, you could be mekayim the mitzvah, but some after v'chadechom, or shalmei simcha, you could be mekayim. V'ein yoytze bo mishum chagiga. But that the person has a chiyiv, to bring a korban chagiga on the first day yomtiv, you cannot be mekayim yochayiv with this korban. Because the klal is, whenever you have a chiyiv to bring a korban, the animal has to be chulim, has to be a plain animal. And now you're makdish this animal for your korban. But here, you were makdish this animal yesterday for the chagiga of erev Pesach. And then you change the money, you don't want to use it. But it's already chal, the animal has kedusha on it. So when it comes tomorrow on Yom Tov, you cannot be yaitzi yechayiv of a shalmei chagigam with that animal. Because that animal was kaddish from yesterday. So you have to bring another behemoth, another animal, for the korban chagiga of Yom Tov. But the mitzvah, simchas Yom Tov, that Rashi says, the pasuk says, v'somachto, and l'rabes kol mine simcha. Any type of meat of an animal, the kotshim you eat, you makayin. And the Sefri even says, yocholach b'yoifis umunachus, maybe even if you bring an oif for a korban, or you bring a mincha, talmaloyim, the post says, no, b'chagecha, mi shechagiga bo mehen. It has to be such a piece of meat that a korban chagiga comes from, which means animals. Yotzu oifis, but birds, you can't be makayin mitzvah simchas yamtif with a bird that was a korban. Mikan omru, from here, the Sefri says, Yisrael yaitzim edei chavosan b'nadorim v'nadovis. That the meat you eat on Yom Tov, even if the meat is from a korban nedovon or neder, even though it's not like a chayif, it's not brought for shalmei simcha. It was an animal, a korban brought for a different purpose. Still, yomachayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. Al fagav shemachuyiv yomadu. Because even though on Yom Tov there's an inyan to bring a shalmei simcha just means you're supposed to have meat teed on Yom Tov. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah for some after b'chagecha. So anytime you have meat of kotchim, you can mekayim that mitzvah. Mashenken, the mitzvah of chagigam, that is the mitzvah on Yom Tov to bring a shalmei chagigam, that's a chayv to bring the korban, shalmei chagigam. So here, if you have this animal that was kodesh yesterday for the chagigas yudalid, you cannot use it for the chagigas of Yom Tov on Tezvav. So this is all Ben Taima saying this. Now the Gemara explains, my time with the Ben Taima, what's his svara? Why does he say that the chagig you bring on Erev Pesach has the same aloch like the korban Pesach? You could only eat it one day and one night. And the Gemara, kidemasni Rav l'chiyah brei, like Rav taught his son chiyah. The pasuk says, v'lo yolin la'boiker zevach chag ha'pesach. By korban Pesach it says, you're not allowed to leave over the meat till the next morning. Okay, so you have to eat the whole korban Pesach the night. On Leo Pesach you have to eat the whole behemah, and you can't leave it over till the next day. Now the pasuk says, v'lo yolin la'boiker zevach chag ha'pesach. A few extra words. It should have said, L'yolim la'boiker ha'pesach. What does that have to say, Zevach Chag? What's these extra two words, Zevach Chag ha'pesach? The shechting for the Chag, for the Yom Tov ha'pesach. So we dashim, Zevach Chag, Zevach Chagiga. That's going on this Korban Chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach. And ha'pesach, k'mashmo. the Korban Pesach itself. The Yomar Achmona, the Torah says on both of these two Korbanos, the Chagigu you brought today and the Korban Pesach you brought today, lo yolim, the same Allah, you're not allowed to leave it over to the next morning. So that's how he knows this Pesach is saying the Korban Chagigu that you bring on Erev Pesach, it's not like a regular Shlomim. You could eat it 2 days, but rather it has a look like the Korban Pesach only that night, the day and the night. But the next morning you're ready, it's nice, so you have to burn it. That's Ben Taimah the Locha. Now, for the Gemara, Boy Elihu, Le Ben Taimah, according to Ben Taimah, Necheles Tzli, Oyena Necheles Tzli. According to Ben Taimah, on Erev Pesach, you bring a Korban Pesach, and you realize now you have 100 people on this one Korban, there's not going to be enough meat for everybody to be satisfied. So the din is, you're supposed to bring a Chagig also, another Shlomim, on Erev Pesach. Is the din of this Korban Shlom, this Chagig, that you have to eat the meat roasted, just like you have to eat the Korban Pesach? What's the Shailah? Ki akshi rachmon lepesach. When does the Pesach say here, Zevach chag ha-pesach, that Ben Taimah says chag means the Korban Chagigah? Maybe that's only lelina, that you can't leave it overnight like a Korban Pesach. You have to eat it that night. But maybe, aval etzli loy, but maybe you don't have to badafka roast the meat. If you want to, you could cook the meat. Only a Korban Pesach, the Torah says, is a mitzvah tzli badafka to roast it. But maybe the meat of the Chagigah, you don't have to have tzli. Oy Dilma, maybe not. Leishna, maybe no. Maybe according to Ben Taimah, it's a good Gzereshavah. That all the dino of Korban Pesach apply to this Chagigah. You also, badafka, have to eat the meat roasted. Toshima, come and bring your raya. We say later, Mishnah, in the Mishnah's Haggadah, it said, Halaylo hazeh kula tzli. We say Halaylo hazeh kula mara. But in time of the Gemara, they said, Halaylo hazeh kula tzli. Everything they ate, Pesach b'night, was only roasted meat. The Yomar al-Chizda said, Zu dirib ben Taimah, that the Chiddush in the Mishnah later even goes according to Ben Taimah. That, hey, if it's only going on the Korban Pesach, Pshita the Korban Pesach has to only be Tzli. So what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is going according to Ben Taimah, that even the Chagigah that you eat at night, by Pesach by night, also has to be Tzli. Shema Mina, so you see clearly, according to Ben Taimah, it's a good Gzeirah Shavam, that the din of the Chagigah and Erev Pesach also has the din Tzli, only roasted, you're not allowed to eat it cooked. Iboilu, I can ask you another question now. The Ben Taim, according to Ben Taimah, bo min ha-boker or yena bo min ha-boker? Hey, is this Chagigah, this Korban Shlomim, that you bring on Erev Pesach, could it be brought from cattle or not? What's the Shaila? On who adin, bo min ha-nekevis or yena bo min ha-nekevis? Could it be brought from a nekeva, from a female, or not? Who adin, the Shaila is, bo ba-shtei shonim or yena bo ba-shtei shonim? Could it be 2-year-old or not? The halacha is a Korban Pesach is dafka from tzoin, either a lamb or a goat, and it only has to be a zocher, and it can only be the first year old. Once it's more than a year old, it can't be brought for Korban Pesach, you can't bring in a kebab for Korban Pesach, and you can't bring a bucker for Korban Pesach. Mashenk in a regular shlomim, you can bring from anything. You can bring it from a bucker, you can bring it from a kebab, you can bring it even 2-3 years old. So the shaila is, this chagigah that you bring on Erev Pesach, what does it have to come from? When do we say the Pesach says it has the same dinim like a Korban Pesach? I'll tell you, lemidi diachila. Only in a gate eating it. Like, how long can you eat it? Only that night. How do you eat it? Only roast it. But maybe if all other halachas, from what it comes, maybe the chagig is like a regular shlomim. It can be brought from a boka, from a nekeva, from ben shtei shonim. Or duma, maybe not. Loishna, there's no difference. According to Ben Taimah, it's a good gzera shava. The same way a Korban Pesach is only a Zohar, only Tzoyin, only 1 year old, who are this Chagigah has to be the same halacha. Toshima, come and bring your raya. Chagigah ha-boy ma-Pesach. This Korban Chagigah that you bring on Erev Pesach with the Korban Pesach, if you're not going to have enough meat for the Korban Pesach, ha-rei ka-Pesach. It has the same halacha like a Korban Pesach. What does that mean? Bo min ha-Tzoyin. You have to bring it from sheep. Ve'ein a bo min ha-Boker. It doesn't come from cattle. Bo min aschorim, it's only can be a male. The ain't a bo min akevis, can't be a female. Bo bashnosa, it has to be only the first year old. The ain't a bo bashteshonim. Once it's more than 1 year old, just like it's possible for Korban Pesach, who then it's possible for Korban Chagigah. The ain't a necheles eloyim v'layla. You could only eat this Chagigah today and tonight. The ain't a necheles elatzli. It could only be eaten roasted. The ain't a necheles elamuyas. It could only be eaten also for people that were menuyev, that were counted on this Korban from before the Shechita. Mamash like a Korban Pesach. That you could only eat the Korban Pesach if you owned it before the Shechita, you were menuyev, you were appointed upon it. So this Chagigah has the same halacha. So the Mara says now, Man Shamad Le, who do we hear that said this Svara? The Isle that holds like this, Hai Svara, is Ben Tema. Ben Tema was the one that said that we dash in the Pesach Chag, Zevach Chag HaPesach, that Zevach Chag means even the Korban Chagiga, has the same halacha like the Korban Pesach. So you see, Shema Mina, Kula Milsabinim, Shema Mina. You see clearly, according to Ben Tema, Mamash Hekish, all the dinim of the Korban Pesach apply to this Korban Chagiga. It asks the Mamash be a Zohar, only Tzoin, and only 1 year old, not more. All the halachas apply. But the Mori Boilu, I'll ask you another question though. Leben Tema, according to Ben Tema, that has this Hekish, that this Chagigi you bring on Erev Pesach, has the same halachas like a Korban Pesach, Yeshba Mishum Shviras Etzim, or Yainboy, or Ainbo Mishum Shviras Etzim. We know on the Korban Pesach itself, there's a law not to break any bones. And when you're eating the meat of the Korban Pesach, you have a bone there, you're not allowed to break any bone. There's a law not to break any bone of the Korban Pesach, b'shash you're eating the meat, or any time of the Korban. You can't break the bones. What about this Chagiga? Are you allowed to break the bones or not? So what's the Shaluch Rashi should say for sure not? Because you see, you make the Gzeirah Shabbos, all the dinim. So Gemara explains, even though the Torah says, Chag Zevach HaPesach, that Chagiga has the same look like a Korban Pesach, Oma Kroah, still the Pesach says, Boy. It says, by Shrius Etzem, you can't break the bone, Boy. So we dash in Boy, V'loi B'Chagiga. Maybe there's only a lav in the Korban Pesach itself, there's a lav not to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. Because that's what the Pesach says, Boy. Only in the Korban Pesach, not in the Chagiga. In the Chagiga, you're allowed to break the bone. Oy Dilmano, Hi Boy, after the Torah says, Boy, there's only an Issa not to break the bone, Boy, of a Korban Pesach. It means like this. The Kosh of Leib Apostle. It only means of a Korban Pesach, that's a Kosher Korban. But let's say, B'Shah Shchita, or later, the Kohen has the Ruah Machshavis. That the Pesach becomes Pesach, then there's no law of breaking the bone. There's only a law not to break the bone of a kosher korban. But it could be that's what it comes for. But it could be who a din is korban chagigam. Since it's a hekesh to the din Pesach, if it's a kosher chagigam, maybe there's a law not to break the bone also. That's the Gemara Shaila, or maybe not. Maybe when the Torah says boy, it means only in the korban Pesach and not in the korban chagigam. So that's the Shaila. According to Ben Tema, are you allowed to break the bone of this Korban Chagiga? So Moshe says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you Raya. Is Aloha sakin a knife? Shenim says, Bar Bosa. If you find a knife on the floor on Erev Pesach, you're going up to the base of Migdash, you want to bring a Korban Pesach, you need knives to make the Shita. So if you find a knife on the floor, the din is, you have a right to say it's a Torah Dika knife. That if it was Tomei for sure, the owner of the knife took it to the mikveh yesterday, because everybody knows tomorrow on Erev Pesach, you have to shech the Korban Pesach, so any knife you find on the floor, you have a right to say for sure it's Torah. He's Alocha Shechet Bo Miyad. You're allowed to use it and make a shechita with it right away. The Rashi says, Shechet Bo, Tischo Miyad, you can shech it right away. V'yein Tzorach Latvila, you don't have to be Teufel. Zeha Moitzi, the one that finds it. Why? The Mistomot Vilu Bailem. Because Minastam, the Bailim, if it was Tomei, put it into the mikveh yesterday. In the Tmo Haitzatvila Bishlosh Osom, on the 13th day. Kidei Sheyer Shemesh, because Aloch Riz, you have to toivle it, and then wait to use it for Kodshim until it comes the nighttime. Therefore, in order to be able to use it on Erev Pesach, Yudalid, you would have had to put it into the mikveh on Yud Gimel, then that night it becomes Torah, so the next day on Yudalid you could use it. So Stam, a person, if he knows his knife is Tomei, for sure he was totally put into the mikvah on Yud Gimel. So if you find a knife now on Yud Dalid, for sure you could use it. What about B'Shloish Osir? Let's say you find the knife in the floor on the Yud Gimel B'Nisin, 2 days before Pesach, then Fakir, then Shein or Matfil. You have to tovel it first. Before you use it, you have to tovel it a second time. Because you have to be afraid maybe the owner knew it was Tomei, and he was about to take it today to the mikveh, just he didn't get to the mikveh yet. So you find it on your gimel by the daytime, you have to be afraid maybe the Baal didn't put it in the mikveh. So if you want to use this knife tomorrow for your Korban Pesach, you have to tovel it first. Aye, how can you use it? See, you have to say it's something that doesn't have a simon on it, so loch is allowed to keep it, or else maybe there's an ansadi that the Baal would be makveh for you to use it, since it's a mitzvah b'shaita to make the Korban Pesach, maybe it's an ansadi that the Baal will give you a shush to use it. Or else you have to say it's a knife that doesn't have a simon on it, so as the Yish Lemidash, you're allowed to keep it. So it's only a shayla, is it Tomei or not? So it says it depends when you find it. You find it on Erev Pesach, for sure the owner put it into the mikveh yesterday. If you find it on Yud Gimel, you have to be afraid maybe you didn't do it. What about kupitz? Let's say you find this is a big knife that you use for chopping up bones. This is not a knife you use for shechting, rather like a hatchet. Good use kupitz with a hatchet. That means a butcher's knife that he uses to hack the back, bang the bones. What about a kupitz? The locha is bein bozer, shein no matzvom. Whether you find it on the floor Erev Pesach, or whether you find it on the floor Yud Gimel Benisin, you have to be afraid maybe it's tamei, and maybe the Bailin did not put it into the mikvah. So if you want to use it now, you have to be tabled before Yom Tif. That's what this b'risa says. So Mora says, now Mani, who does this b'risa go like? Ilay me Rabbonin, if you want to say it goes according to the Rabbonin, that says what? That the Chagig you bring on Erev Pesach does not have any dinah korban Pesach. According to the Rabbonin, it's a regular korban shlomim. So according to the Rabbonin, are you allowed to break the bones? For sure you're allowed to break the bones. Because the Chagig is a regular korban shlomim. There's only allowed not to break the bones of a korban Pesach. But this Chagig that you bring on Erev Pesach, pshit, you're allowed to break the bones. So now the person knows that he's going to have to use this kupis, this hatchik, tomorrow on Yom Tif. Or today on Yudalad. Because he knows he's going to bring a chagiga, and the chagiga you're allowed to break the bones, so Masam is going to use this knife to break the bones. So according to Rabbonin, Maishin Osak in the Matzvim, why do we say for sure if you find a knife? The Baila for sure put into the mikveh yesterday, the Chazal Pischom, because the person could use this knife to make the Shechit on his Korban Pesach. Kufis Nami, it should be the same svara on this hatchik, on this butcher's knife. It should be the exact same svara. Hochoz lechagiga. Any person that owns it, owns this butcher knife, he knows that tomorrow on Erev Pesach, I could use the butcher knife to chop up the korban chagiga, to chop up the bones. So he knows if it was tamei, he should have put it into the mikvah on Yud Gimel, kedei that Yud Gimel by night will become Torah to use for kachim, and on Yud Dalet you could use it. So why do we say if you find this kupis, this butcher's knife on the floor, on Yud Dalet, you say it's tamei? Why? According to the Rabbonin, the owner knows for sure he's allowed to use it, so for sure he would have been tabled in the mikvah. So why do you say it's tamei? Elulav, the chur, you have to tell me the ben taimi. This brisa goes according to ben taimi. Ushmamina, this will be a raya then that yeshba mishum shvira setzim. I'll tell you, ben taimi holds on erev Pesach. You can't use this butcher knife. You have no use for it because the korban Pesach you can't use. You're not allowed to break the bones. The korban chagiga, according to ben taimi, also I'll tell you, you're not allowed to break the bones. Therefore, this kupis, this butcher knife, you have no use for it for erev Pesach. When would you have use for it? On Yom Tif. Tomorrow on Yom Tif, when you have a Shalma Chagigon, a rather meat, then you'd be allowed to break the bones. But I'll call upon him, if you only want it for Yom Tif, you don't have to put it into the mikvah on Yud Gimel. You could wait till Erev Pesach and be tabled on Erev Pesach, and then you wait till the night time, and tomorrow you'll be allowed to use it. So then it'll be good this price. That's why it says if you find this butcher's knife on Yud Dalet Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid maybe it's still tummy. Maybe the owner didn't put it into the mikveh yesterday, because the owner has no use for it at all today. Why not? Because according to Ben Taima, the Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, you cannot use a butcher's knife. You're not allowed to cut the bones. So according to Shabirai, according to Ben Taima, you're not allowed to break the bones. So Gemara says, Elo lav de Ben Taima, shmamino. Yesh no mishos shvios etzim. So Gemara says, no, maybe you have no raya from here. I'll tell you, liyerlam rabbonin. Maybe this price here goes according to rabbonin. So the question was then, if it goes according to Rabbanan, why do we say the butcher's knife is tamei? For sure the owner should have put it into the mikveh yesterday, because today on Erev Pesach he could use it to chop up his korban chagiga. The teretz is, l'kugoyin shabor b'shabbos. We're talking about now Erev Pesach this year was on Shabbos. And on Shabbos you don't bring a korban chagiga. The only korban that's zeich Shabbos is only the korban Pesach. And the korban Pesach itself, you can't break the bones. So for sure this person has no use to use this kupitz on Shabbos, that's why you have to be afraid it's still tummy. Maybe even according to Rabbonin. But since we're talking about on Shabbos you can't bring a korban chagiga. So the only korban is the korban Pesach. That's why you have to be afraid he wasn't tabled, he didn't put the knife into the mikvah. Of course, he can't use it today. So tomorrow, no, that can't be. For me, the Tony Seifer, since the Seifer of this brisa says, Chal Arbo Salias B'Shabbos. What's going to be the case that Erev Pesach is Shabbos? Then we say, Shechet Bo Miyad. If you find the knife today also, you could use it right away in Shecht. Because for sure, the owner yesterday put it into the mikvah. Uvechamish also, if you find it on the first day Yom Tif, is also Shechet Bo Miyad. Because for sure, they were table it before Yom Tif. Nimtzei's kupitz kishur l'sakin. Let's say you find this butcher's knife that's tied on to the sakin, to the sheikh's knife. Then a reyu kisakin. Then it has the same malacha like the sakin, only because the kupitz is tied on to the sheikh's knife. But let's say it's not tied on. Then no, if it's separate, then the kupitz we say mistama, the bialim did not put it into the mikvah, and therefore it's tummy. But our kopar mekashri is mechlal the reisha la b'shavas askinan. If the seif is talking about the erev Pesach of Shabbos, mashma the reisha of this b'risa is not talking about Shabbos. And still, what does the reisha of the b'risa say? That if you find this butcher's knife on the floor on erev Pesach, you still say it's tummy. Why is it tummy? L'chura, according to the Rabbanan, you could bring a chagiga, you could use the butcher's knife to chop off the korban chagiga. So why didn't the owner put it into the mikveh yesterday? L'chura, you have to bring a raya. It goes according to the Ben Tema that says the chagiga you bring on Erev Pesach, again, you can't chop the bones. So you have no use for this butcher's knife. That's why he did not put it was tummy. That's why the Bialim didn't take care of it before Yom Tov, because he doesn't need it for Erev Pesach. He didn't take care of it before Erev Pesach. Samar says, no, I'll bring it, maybe there's another teretz here. No, there's no raya. V'yela, I'll tell you, shebo b'mruba. This price is talking about a davka when there was enough meat. So drashi b'mruba means v'chabura muetis. There were a small amount of people on this korban Pesach. Sha Pesach m'ruba lehem. The korban Pesach alone serves enough meat. For lo yavi chagiga. Lo yavi chagiga. They don't have to bring korban chagiga. So since the owners know they don't have to bring korban chagiga, that's why they didn't take care of the butcher's knife. Because again, they have no use to use it, because for the korban Pesach alone, you can't break the bones. For the korban chagiga, they didn't plan to bring korban chagiga. For the Gemara, no, that's not a good answer. Mino yada. How do people know that? So Rashi, habayla mishloi shosa. Like you want to tell me now on the 13th day of Nisan, let's say the owner knows he has his kupitz, he has his butcher's knife, that's coming. So you're telling me now the Bialim thinks to himself, I have no reason to bring it to the mikveh today, because tomorrow I'm not going to use it anyway. Why not? Because right now our korban Pesach is plenty. We do not need a korban chagiga. So for the korban Pesach alone, I can't break the bones anyway. I can't use the knife. For the Gemara, how do you know that? Shetecha barosa muetis. How do you know you're going to remain only a few people on the korban Pesach? Hare kol shor boyin v'nimnim alov. The locher is mamish up until Erev Pesach, right before the Shechita, right before you shech the Korban Pesach. If somebody comes along and says, here's $5, I want to be part of your Korban Pesach, you're allowed to do it. The locher is v'nimdin olav anoshim me'alma v'koinil emboi chelik min abaylam ad shas Shechita. Mamish up until you shech the Korban Pesach, you're still allowed to either you sell to somebody else, or else let somebody else be a partner with you. You could keep on adding more and more people to the Korban Pesach. Hilkach, loy kim lay shetech abur muetis, o matful akupiets, shem yovech agiga bitzorch lishvirtet asomais, still a kashem. When the Bialim now is standing Yud Gimel, 2 days before Pesach, if he has a hatchet here, this butcher's knife, this tummy, he should feel, no, I have to be table put into the mikvah. Because even though right now we only have 5 people on this korban, and we don't need a korban chagigom, but he has to be afraid. Maybe by tomorrow, there'll be 20 more people coming along that's going to want to become partners in our korban, and by tomorrow we'll be loaded. We won't have enough meat for everybody to fill our stuff up. So we will have to bring korban chagigom. And if we bring a korban chagigom, then I'm allowed to use my butcher's knife to bang open the bones. So again, it's a kasha. Why do you say you find the butcher's knife? It's Tomei. Why don't we say for sure the owner put it into the mikveh yesterday? Because maybe he'll use it tomorrow. You can't tell me he knows there's only a small amount of people. Maybe more people will come by tomorrow. So Mar says, Elav Shabbat Batuma. I say it's talking about that Rova the Tziba was Tomei. That's what we're talking about. So Rashi says, Shabbat Batuma, Shiroi Tziba Tomei. Most of the people are Tomei today. Utanan, we learned before, that Bizman Shabbat Batuma ain't Mevi and Imer Chagigah. That we say that you're allowed to bring the korban betumah only the korban pesach. Korban pesach is dechuya by tzibur of betumah. Mashenke to bring a korban chagiga, that you're not allowed to bring. If you're tamei, you can't bring a chagiga. So we're talking about now on Yud Gimel, most of the people are tamei. So since you were tamei, you knew for sure that tomorrow you're not going to bring the korban chagiga. So therefore, the owner had no reason to take care of his butcher's knife. He felt the monashach. Tomorrow, what are we going to bring? Only a korban pesach. A korban pesach, I can't break the bones. I don't need a butcher's knife. For the korban chagiga, since most of the people are tamei, we're not going to bring the korban chagiga. For tomorrow, what are we talking about? For tomorrow, mino yadai. Again, how do we know though? How do you know you're tamei?
Rashi mino yadi abayil meshloi shosa kishemat filon sakinayim sheroy tziba tamein. How do you know that? How do you know most of the people tomorrow be tummy? Are you a novi? Maybe they won't be tummy tomorrow. And tomorrow year we're talking about a case, the Miss Nossi. The Nossi, the president died, the king died. So what? Said Rashi, O mitzvah l'chol Yisrael asasek boy. When the Nossi of the Yisrael dies, there's a mitzvah for everybody to be Isaac in his kvura. So Mestama, most of the people, the majority of the people will come to his levaya. I don't know, either they'll carry him, they'll touch him, or they'll be in the same oil, there'll be a big room where they'll make levaya, and most of the people will be there. And we're afraid that most of the people will become tummy. So he knew that. For the Gemara of Demis, this Nasi, Amos, when did he die? Elaima Demis Bishlai Shasir, if you want to tell me what the Nasi died, on Yud Gimel, Ivazai Sakin Lomeli, the mitzvah. If the Nasi died on Yud Gimel, so come to say everybody's going to be tummy now for 7 more days. So tomorrow on Erev Pesach, everybody's still going to be tummy. So even your knife, you don't have to be table in the mikvah. Because what's going to be so wrong? Tomorrow you'll be tummy. You're tummy anyway. But the reason why you bring the Korban Pesach, was since you have robed tzibur that are tameim, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach with tzibur. So the knife also should be tummy. The Brisa says clearly no. The Brisa says if you find this knife, you have a right to them on its tohor. That the Bailam put it into the mikveh yesterday. If the Nasi died on Yud Gimel, the Bailam would not put it into the mikveh. He has no reason for it. Because tomorrow on Yud Dalid, even though his tummy is allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, so I could bring it with a knife to his tummy also. And the Gemara of Yelo Demis Biyarbosa. You have to say no, the Nasi died on Erev Pesach. He died on Erev Pesach. So then we say what? That on Yud Gimel, on the 13th, he did not know the Nasi is going to die. So the Chura then, he had to worry about his knife to make the Korban Pesach, so he put the knife into the mikvah. Mashenke, and the kupitz, that he didn't do. The butcher's knife, not. For the Gemara, why? My shenor sakin. How come you're telling me now his shechit knife? The matzvah, that on Yud Gimel Nisan, if it was tameh, for sure the Bailam put it into the mikvah to make a tor. Why? Because he did not know the Nasi is going to die. He thought that he's going to have to make a Korban Pesach betaira tomorrow, so he wants to have a knife that's tor. So the same svar should apply to the kufitz, to the butcher's knife. If the person now feels that it'll be Torah on Yud Dalid, so on Yud Dalid he has to be afraid maybe you'll bring a Korban Chagiga. If he brings a Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach, that is no issa to break the bones. So on the Korban Chagiga you're allowed to use a butcher's knife to crack the bones. So why didn't the owner take care of his butcher's knife before Yom Tov on Yud Gimel? So there it is, Loi Tzirich, we have to be talking about the Nasi Geises Mishloish Osa. We're talking about the president of the Yidden. The Nasi was a Geises. His mamish about to die. He was very, very sick. A Geises means mamish, he's on his deathbed. And this was on Shloish Osa, on Yud Gimel. So as far as like this now. So now, Sakin Dechad Sveika Matzvolo. Now the owner now on Yud Gimel owns two types of knives. One knife, a Sakin, he could do a Shchita with it. The second knife is this Kupis, this butcher's knife. You don't use for shchita, you only use to chop bones. So now, he's on Yud Gimel. So he has a suffix now, a psaka true. Maybe the Nasi will die tomorrow. If he dies tomorrow, most of the tzibas will go to Lovaya, they'll touch him, and most of the tzibas will become tamei. And then true, I don't have to be tovel, my knife. Because if most of the tzibas is tamei, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach even though you're tamei. Then even though the knife is tamei, also you could use it. That's only one suffix. But the other suffix is, true, he's a geisus now, but maybe he'll pull through. Maybe he'll live through Pesach. Maybe he won't die on Yud Dalid. If he doesn't die on Yud Dalid, everybody's going to be Torah on Yud Dalid. So if you're going to bring your Korban Pesach on Yud Dalid, you have to have a Torah take a knife. Therefore, since there's only one suffix, maybe he will die, maybe he won't die, the person cares and his table is knife. He makes sure the knife is Torah. That's why the knife is sure he put into the mikvah. Mashen ken kupitz the trei sveikam. A kupis, he has two sveikas, he'll have to use it tomorrow or not. Loi matfulo, he won't put it into the mikvah because of two sveikas. One suffix is true, maybe the Nasi will die. On the tzad, the Nasi dies, then Rov Tziba will be tamei tomorrow, and you don't bring a Korban Chagiga b'tumma. You can only bring a Korban Pesach if Rov Tziba is tamei. But the Chagiga, though, that you can't bring.